'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, here we are, all of us country folks. This is James Kelso live. Honored to be your host on the Trump Phenomenon program. With us, Paul Fromm from Canada, the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, and George in Maryland, our astute Atlantic Seaboard observer. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Oh, pleasure.
Wasn't that a great call
by Pat Buchanan?
Yes. His latest column you're referring to?
The one entitled An Establishment in Panic.
Yes, very, very good. And the
I'm just using up my own show.
Oh, yeah. We got radio hosts coming out of our ears. Paul's a radio host, and the great radio host that precedes this program, John Stadtmiller, the creator of the Republic Broadcasting Network, was chatting with Paul, George, and myself just before the show. And he told us that he's handing off to us the biggest audience we've ever had. So thank you very much, John, for that. And welcome to all of you in that biggest audience. We'll try to do right by you. And today we're going to be talking about two appearances that Donald Trump made today, one in St. Augustine, Florida, and the other in Tampa, Florida. At the Tampa event, at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, which has a capacity of 20,000, mm-hmm. It's an outdoor amphitheater with a roof over the stage area, capacity of 20,000. They packed the place. They broke all records. This is a place that has huge crowds and huge concerts. They broke all the records. When Donald Trump began speaking, there were 7,000 more people outside who could not get in and would not be able to get in. So, my gosh, that's a lot of people, folks. And I read an article.
My involvement in U.S. politics goes back to Goldwater. And this is unprecedented. Rally after rally after rally, Trump fills a place and there's an overflow crowd that can't get in. Not once or twice in some event that's being planned for a month or two, but almost overnight, there's an enthusiasm just burning across America.
Right, and in all of these places like Tampa, where Donald Trump had more than 27,000 people just a little while ago, he's been there repeatedly. So it's not as if there's some built-up, need for people to see a Trump event, like a Beatles tour or an Eagles tour. People haven't seen the Eagles in 10 years. No, it's only been 10 days since they saw Donald Trump, or 2 days, or 1 day. He's been all over Florida continuously for months. But the crowds don't get smaller. They get bigger. The people who have seen him already two times or three times, they're back. They want to see him again, and they're bringing more of their family and more of their friends. So this is snowballing. The here, let's listen to Donald Trump. Here, let's listen to him describe it. I think I've actually got that spot right here. Let's play this. This is Donald Trump today in Tampa. 27,000 people.
Thank you, everybody. So we have almost 20,000 people, broke the record, and we have more people pouring in. There's 7,000 people outside. We're trying to get them in. Should we wait for them to get in? I agree. I want to thank you. This is amazing. These crowds are amazing no matter where we go. We're going to make America great again no matter where we go. These crowds are incredible. And it's great to be back here in Tampa and to be back in my second home, Florida.
I'll turn it down here as he gets into his speech. But those 7,000 people aren't going to be getting in because it's already, as he's speaking, the place is already maxed out with a fire marshal limit of 20,000 people. Some other stuff that we'll cover tonight in our brief little 1 hour together is there is some good news. The National Enquirer, which is read by a lot of people and is seen by many, many more in every newsstand and every check stand in America, their story this week is a 9-page story. It's, you know, half of the magazine. And here's the entire cover. The whole cover is devoted to this. Explosive story that will change the election. Top secret files revealed. 24 years of cover-ups and crimes exposed. And then in huge letters, Hillary Hitman tells all. She ordered me to destroy Bill's sex victims, to bribe reporters to bury truth, to ruin Monica Lewinsky, to hide her sleazy affairs, to pay hush money to hookers, smoking gun proof, blockbuster 9-page investigation. So I'll just give you a little bit of the flavor of that. I invested $5 in that this morning, and it's just full of photos, and it's the October surprise, writes National Enquirer, that will shock the nation. A stunning Enquirer special investigation exposes the secret operative who Bill and Hillary hired to hide scandals. The Clintons' open marriage, his hookers, her tragic lover, lies and spies, the dirty tricks and shocking bribes to journalists who knew too much, the money trail to a Hollywood megastar and big-shot TV executive, the bombshell proof Hillary has silenced Bill's sex victims, world-exclusive 9-page special investigation. So the timing is perfect. And this is just, you know, wall to wall, covering all of the pages of 9 full pages. Here's one of the articles. Hillary's gay lovers and the Vince Foster death cover-up. The truth at last. Yeah. Here's another one. Clinton camp tried to hide Bill's Energizer bunny hopping. That was the name of
one of its bunny what hopping?
Bunny hopping. Well, one of Bill's girlfriends was called the Secret Service dubbed her the Energizer Bunny. I don't know why, but that was her nickname. And at one point, they had to keep the Energizer Bunny. I believe it was the Energizer Bunny. They had to separate her from Monica Lewinsky. So if Monica Lewinsky was trying to get in to do Bill, but she was already with while he was with the Energizer Bunny, they had to make up a story for Monica.
It just gets better and better, doesn't it?
Yeah. So there we go. So that's good. We also have good polling information. The Rasmussen poll has Trump up by 2 points today. So we'll give you that. Also, in one of the speeches today, I think I can find it for you here. Another bombshell came out. It has been this. I think this was in the Wall Street Journal today, and Trump said he announces it. Let's see if I can find him announcing it rather than have me relate it. He says, "Yeah, let's go to this in the St. Augustine appearance. I'll get it for you here. And I'll get the timing right. It's pretty miraculous we're able to do these things, folks. John Stadtmiller has a high-tech network, so the level of sophistication from the studio that's producing the show right now is quite a bit higher than Kelso's level of sophistication here in my...
Jimmy, while you're searching for that, Alec Jones had a great thing today on about the suppression of the polls that are showing that he's ahead. It was powerful. The language was really tough. I was quite impressed.
Yes, we'll talk about that in the show today. And, of course, we'll get to your calls, folks. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. So let's go to Donald Trump today in St. Augustine, Florida. And this crowd, the capacity of this facility, it's the St. Augustine Amphitheater, only 3,500 seats. I assure you, there's not an empty seat. I don't know how many are outside and can't get in. But listen to how much this crowd roars. And here is Trump talking about this bombshell news that came out today. Now, by the way, this kind of news is coming out on a daily basis, and any one instance of this kind of news would end any other presidential campaign. Any Republican campaign would be ended by news like this. But the media
if we had an honest media.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's Trump today talking about this new bombshell, which the American people won't hear about, but for alternative media like John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. Here we go.
Justice, let Clinton off the hook for her crimes against our nation is one of the saddest moments in the history of our country. And we have to investigate the investigation, folks. Just today, there are shocking new revelations, which you've seen. Front page of the Wall Street Journal, about how the Clinton campaign has corrupted. It was just learned that one of the closest people to Hillary Clinton, with long-standing ties to her husband and herself, gave more than $675,000 to the campaign of the spouse, the wife, of the top FBI official who helped oversee the investigation into Mrs. Clinton's illegal email server.
Listen to the crowd. Now, while they're doing, I'll just fill in here.
What Donald Trump's referring to is that Andrew McCabe is the husband, his wife, running for office, and Terry McAuliffe, who has joined at the hip with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton for a long time. He's one of their big donors. Terry McAuliffe gave a total of $675,000 in cash and in-kind contributions to Andrew McCabe's wife. Andrew McCabe, in charge of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Oh, and then it gets juicier. Andrew McCabe was subsequently promoted to deputy director of the FBI. So $675,000 for his wife, a promotion to deputy director for Andrew Baby. Can you spell corruption, folks? Can you spell go to jail? That is RICO. That's racketeering influenced corrupt organization going on.
Is corruption spelled C-L-I-N-T-O-N?
Yes. Yes, corruption. Clinton is thy name. And my gosh, and the media, of course, is just going to skate right over this. It never happened. They're not even going to notice it. Although this was reported in the Wall Street Journal. So we'll have to they actually had to report this a little bit. But this would end anybody else's career. It would end their campaign. This is such a clear buy-off. And now get this. Now Donald Trump gets to the what follows from this sort of news. In this next moment here in St. Augustine today, this is great. You get the sense of how does our man feel? What's his morale? Well, how do our crowds sound today? It's one thing we love doing. We've been doing it on this show for a year, is bringing you, you know, what's going on today. Here we go a little later in Trump's presentation.
Yeah, not all of it, but much of it.
Talking about corrupt media.
They're the most crooked. They're almost as crooked as Hillary. They may even be more crooked than Hillary, because without the media, she would be nothing. Without the media, Hillary Clinton would be nothing. They're disgraceful.
Now he expands the point.
Just remember that. Just remember that. Without the dishonesty and deceit of the media, Hillary Clinton would be nothing. Nothing. Here's how all of this affects you. When the people who control the political power in our society can rig investigations like her investigation was rigged, can rig polls, you see these phony polls, and rig the media, they can wield absolute power over your life, your economy, and your country, and benefit big time by it. They control what you hear and what you don't hear. What is covered, how it's covered, even if it's covered at all. Sometimes I'll have like these great events be covered. If there's a little glitch, it's front page news all over the world. They can ship your jobs all over the world.
Oh, we're going to take a little phase out there. That was pretty powerful stuff, folks. Donald Trump, here he is coming back.
They can ship your jobs all over the world, let drugs pour into your care. Look at the drugs that are pouring into this area, but all over. Let drugs pour into your community.
It's a little glitch in the audio there.
And let Congress write loopholes to benefit a select few. For a long time, she and Obama, through their incompetence, and this guy, all he does is campaign.
Let me.
You got to go back and try and get.
Yeah, we had a little bit of rough audio there. And by the way, these great videos that we're getting of the Trump events, they're coming through the alternative media, and you can tell they're you know a little bit of they don't have $1 million budget, and so there's a little bit of rough editing going on there, a little bit of rough audio, but still it's beautiful. But you heard Trump draw out the entire picture there. Is it something right out of George Orwell, that the media controls your life? He said they have absolute power over your life, your economy, your country. Now, Paul, George, we've never heard this from a presidential candidate.
No.
And it changes everything. Go ahead, Paul.
You know, Buchanan is saying in his article is that what really has them scared is that a substantial number of Trump's people no longer believe in the legitimacy of the American political establishment. It's not a matter that you can accept the results because the Democrats are a little left of center, the Republicans are a little bit right. Now people realize that the Democrat or Republican,
yes,
most of these politicians,
and they say it, and they say right, it in a, they say it in two words, Paul, when they chant 25,000 CNN sucks.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks.
You're tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. We've got a caller on the line, a special caller, Tim Spencer, the host of Republic Broadcasting Network's Rural Survival Show. Tim, thank you very much for calling in.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, I'm really, really enjoying your show. I love the truth that's being told here. And I don't have any questions or anything. I just wanted to jump in and say what a great job you're doing. And I'd love to stay on the line a few minutes. I'd love to hear from some other callers. But I just wanted to say, man, I'm having fun with your show. I grew up in Cape Canaveral, which is about 70 miles south of St. Augustine, where Trump had his rally today. And from what I saw online, it was an incredible rally. And, I'm just loving your show. You guys are great.
Well, Tim, thank you very much, and thank you for your great show. Let's give the credit where the credit is due. Paul and George are wonderful. But the Trump Phenomenon show just happened to be in the right place at the right time. When we created this show, we named it the Trump Phenomenon. And, boy, did we nail that term.
You're right. Not kidding. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Sorry, Paul.
You were so prophetic. I mean, that you had it before anybody else did, in my opinion.
Well, thanks. return folks to those thrilling days of yesteryear, as the Lone Ranger used to say, people were thinking Trump isn't going to make it. There were 17 candidates in the Republican primary, 9 governors, 5 United States senators, and Ben Carson, prominent, and Carly Fiorina, also prominent. The nasty, nasty Charles Krauthammer himself said this is the most distinguished Republican field ever.
Right.
And Trump came out of nowhere, like the Lone Ranger, out of the blue, and Hyo Silver, and here we are, a year later, he mowed down all 16. Some of them were men of honor, like Ben Carson and Chris Christie, and they've joined. They're now on the Trump train. Others, oh, what a sad story this is. John Kasich, still governor of Ohio, which is a critical state, folks. Donald Trump absolutely must carry Ohio to win. John Kasich still sitting on his hands. Yeah. And right. refusing to endorse Donald Trump. I'll tell you, when this is, you know, when this plays out, if, and let's just put it out there, if Donald Trump doesn't make it and loses Ohio, John Kasich, I don't know if John Kasich will be, I don't know if it'll be smart for John Kasich to even look out his window in Ohio, because it's he is going to be one unpopular person among patriots in Ohio.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're 1,000% correct. Now, here's the thing. We know that Donald Trump is going to get the popular vote. There's no question about that. You know, the real problem comes with the Electoral College. But, you know, we know Trump is going to get the popular vote regardless of what mainstream media polls show. You know, there was a poll done about 2 weeks ago. I forgot the college that did it. But they interviewed 1,000 people in each of the 50 states. And Donald Trump was pushing 80%. So we know he's going to get the popular vote. The question is, what's going to happen if the Electoral College says no and goes with Hillary? That, in reality, kind of scares me. I don't know about you guys, but it kind of scares me. You know, I'm not advocating anything violent, but I think it might occur, you know, and that's the last thing I personally want to happen. You know, I was in El Salvador and Guatemala in the 70s. I saw what happened when the people revolted. It is not pretty.
Well, yeah, and of course, the form that this revolt will take, it's already taking this form. Well, when the people are awake, they simply, all of the maneuvers of our elite controllers utterly depend upon our gullibility and our unawareness of their dirty tricks. Once we're aware, that's the revolution right there. There's no need for violence of any kind. And we'll talk about that in a moment, because the emails reveal it's the Clintonistas who are paying people to get violent. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, folks, that's us. And I'll tell you what, that Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard singing that's my favorite part of this show.
I just don't get better than Gretchen Wilson and the Hag, politically incorrect.
And going back to what we were just saying with Tim Spencer, the RBN's host of the Rural Survival Show, by the way, Tim, the polling I saw yesterday, in rural America, Donald Trump is leading, even in the polling, the official, whatever you call it, establishment polling, 60% to 22% for Trump in the country.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, but let me...
You know, it's funny where... I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just going to say it's funny where I live. You can drive 50, 75 miles down these rural roads, and the only thing you see is Trump signs. Not one single Hillary sign. I came back from VA hospital last Friday, and you know, I sometimes hit the interstate, depending on how traffic is, sometimes hit the back roads. Well, my wife and I took the back roads home from St. Louis here to Salem, where I live, and we did not see one single Clinton sign. Everything was Trump for 75 miles.
Yeah, and going back to your point and what we were talking about before the break, which is violence and right. resistance, what happened in the Soviet Union is the sort of thing that will happen here in America. Once the people wake up, the system collapses. The nomenklatura, the apparatchiks, they depend for the success of their takeover and their control of our nation. They're in very tiny numbers. They depend on our gullibility and our compliance. Once we withdraw that compliance, it's all up. The game is all over for them. So
I absolutely agree.
And and what we did learn in that email is the Clintonistas are paying people $1,500, was documented in the WikiLeaks emails, that they're paying people $1,500 to start fights and get violence going at events like the first one that they actually sabotaged completely, which was Donald Trump's event at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Now, let's listen to Donald Trump today in St. Augustine, and it is as amazing as you say, Tim. Let's listen to him today. He gets very philosophical. He talks about this whole question of our resistance and his role in it. When he says, "I am your voice," he's not talking about he. And he says, "I will never." Well, listen to Donald Trump say it. He's telling us he's going to be here, whatever happens on November 8th. Listen to this.
Working families who just want a raise can't get a break. The media isn't just against me. They're against all of you. That's really what they're against. They're not against me. They're against what we represent. Like Hillary Clinton, they look down on the hardworking people of the country. That's what's happened. The media is entitled, condescending, and even contemptuous of the people who don't share their elitist views. And this is for money, largely, money and power. I see you and I hear you. I am your voice. Remember, I was on the other side of this equation for a long time. It was very comfortable. It was a very good side. But then I decided that, you know, I'll tell you the bottom line. I love our country, and we were going bad. We were going bad.
The crowd is going wild. This is 20,000 plus people all screaming.
I will never let you be the forgotten people again. We're the forgotten people. I will never let you down, I promise. I will never, ever let you down. When we win, your voice will boom through the halls of Washington and will be heard all across the world. This is bigger than Brexit. This is bigger than Brexit. And folks, get out and vote. Leave here and vote. Leave here and vote. Or we have wasted a hell of a lot of time, energy, and in my case, a lot of money. I'm not a politician, and I never wanted to be a politician, believe me. I ran because this country has been good to me. I love America. I could not stand by and watch what was happening to our great country. I didn't want to do it. My only special interest is you, the American people, and we're going to solve the riddle of what's going on in Washington. It's time to clean up our nation's capital. That's why I proposed a contract with the American voter. It's a set of promises for what I'll do in my first 100 days. It includes getting rid of immediately Obamacare, which is a disaster.
Now, let me pause right there. I'll pause right there because we've got hot news today. The news came out that, but from the government itself, that Obamacare premiums are scheduled to go up an average of 25% next year, that people will not have any choices. They will have one provider in general. So they are predicting that at the sign-up period, the election period, it will be frantic. It will be awful premiums, awful coverage. Just as Donald Trump said, he said Obamacare will implode and self-destruct in 2017. And he said, I'm hoping this will be announced. The Democrats are trying to postpone the announcement of the self-destruction of Obamacare. I hope they do announce it before the election. It is now coming out. Part of it came out today. Let's hope, Tim and Paul and George, let's hope that enough people, American people, hear this today and this week. And this helps clear their heads of the baloney they've been hearing for all these years. And they can, you know, see their way to elect the man who is their voice.
Well, absolutely. You know, the people in about 2 weeks are going to be finding out the truth in their mailbox. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, they're going to... if I remember correctly, places in California are going up as much as 70%, Colorado 80%. You know, when they get those invoices in their mailbox, they're going to figure it out real quick. Obamacare has had it.
Yeah, and when the government is announcing that your premiums are going up 25% on average, well, do they ever get it right? I mean, of course, that means it's going to be more than that. Tim, let's take a couple calls here, and you're welcome to stay in here with us. Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Good evening, good gentlemen. Great to speak with you. And, you know, I don't believe there's anybody more than myself that's for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump winning the presidency here. But I am a realist. And when dealing with... pure, unadulterated evil, such as is represented by Hillary Clinton, not only her political history, but also her involvement with the occult history, current and past.
Yes.
And current. Reality is where we stand with this, because you cannot reason with these kind of people relative to their agenda. They have no compassion left.
Yeah, again, now Mark, yes. I want to just agree with you, and Paul, George, Tim, chime in. I agree with you. I think this is the biggest confrontation of pure evil against genuine, wholesome, wonderful goodness, which is represented by Donald Trump. I think this is a wonderful man, and his cause, and he would agree that the cause, the audiences, these wonderful people in the crowds, it's really affected Donald Trump. To stand in front of, you can feel it. I'll bet you the energy he feels standing in front of 25,000 or 35,000 wonderful salt of the earth Americans. It must be
that love him.
It must be an awesome experience. So, the greatest confrontation between good and evil in our lifetimes. Paul, you had a thought.
No, I was just saying I agree with you. It must be just so exhilarating and just inspiring and spirit lifting. What he gives to his supporters and what they give back to him. It's the incredible
like
loyalty.
You said, it's a movement
coming out
in huge
numbers everywhere.
He says it's a movement. And it's an emotional movement. It's a heartfelt movement.
It's a revolution.
It can be. It can be. Getting back to the point of my call, though, and I'm sorry that I don't, not to apologize, but basically I wish I'd have called in when James didn't have more than the usual number of people. So I don't want to take too much time here, but what I have is of the utmost importance. I've related this to James before on several occasions, and I laid it all out. There is only one thing that can stop Donald Trump from getting into the White House, period. Okay, they cannot rig a landslide. The opponent has a landslide, the opponent to them, the dark side, they cannot rig that if there is a great disparity between the poll totals, which happened right up until the day of the election. So what we have here ongoing currently in real time as we speak is they have manipulated the polls and kept them relatively cozied right up to very cozied right up for the last year and a half. And they're going to continue this right on up to Election Day. And this will allow them, because that great disparity between the candidates, poll-wise, which are fake and phony, they're owned and run by the same people that employ Hillary Clinton at the top of the Illuminati pyramid. They're run. They're corporately owned, and there are a number of corporations all colluding together and cooperating to the Illuminati agenda on the planet, but I'm sure you're aware of that. But that's what we're dealing with here today also.
Notice, so, by the
Donald
way,
Trump has Mark, all the power of the evil in this world and that evil system coming against him. Only
yes.
One way can he negate the fake polls, and that is to take these internal polls and build a framework around them, including them perhaps, put them out into the public domain, give a tremendous publicity to dispute on the publicity level, on the truth level, the rigging of these polls, because with these polls rigged, he can't win. All things given, all things considered, and I consider a lot, gentlemen, he cannot win this way, and the way things are headed right now, Donald Trump will lose. It's a very simple thing, relatively speaking, to have
Mark,
such a large effect.
All right, Mark,
to affect the fake polls.
Mark, Mark, go ahead, George.
Very good,
go,
mate.
George.
Really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yeah, Mark. He can win. He can win no matter what they do. And when he goes to bed at night, if he does sleep at all, probably just a few hours, it is an awesome thing. I like the way you portrayed it, Mark. He is against the entire evil
they're
of this system.
They're against him. They are. Everything he wants to do turns out to be what an enemy would be of them.
But we are mightier.
It's the opposite,
Mark,
like you say.
Mark, we are mightier than these puny...
God is, we're not. He can empower us to be
well,
so.
That's who we're with.
Some
that's
of us
who
are.
Yeah, but Mark, that's our team, okay?
That's our team.
Let's not argue. Let's hang together.
Okay, Mark. All right, Mark. Now, and Mark, thank you, brother. Let's go to, now, I hope I pronounced the name correctly. Is it Jerry in Florida, or do I mispronounce your name?
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Gear in Florida.
Gear, okay, just the way it reads.
G-E-R-E.
Have you been to Gear?
I'm curious. I got an email from the Trump about getting tickets to Samford outside of Orlando tomorrow, but I haven't heard you mention him being in Samford, and I just want to make sure that's a go. It looked like it was going to be in an airplane hangar. They had an address, so I just wanted to get that out there that he's supposed to be in Samford outside of Orlando tomorrow, speaking at 3, doors opening at 12, but I haven't seen anything else about that.
Okay, Gear, your information is all correct. I'll read it right off the DonaldJTrump.com website. Donald Trump will be at the Orlando Sanford International Airport Millionaire Terminal. So it'll be out. It'll be a hangar. It'll be out on the tarmac and in a hangar. He will hold that rally at Orlando Sanford International Airport. Doors open at noon, so I would get there before noon, Gear. And the event begins at 3 p.m. You can still get tickets for that. So just go to DonaldJTrump.com. It's all of Donald Trump's events are free, but you need it.
I tried that. I didn't get my code back from him. I did that yesterday, so that's why I'm a little curious. I plan on being out there. I'm excited, and I want to praise you for your great work. I've been waiting for a legitimate Republican candidate for 30 years
or longer. Well, we've been waiting since Calvin Coolidge. That's a long time.
Yep.
Gear, when you get in, if you could call the show, give us a firsthand account of what happens. We'll cover the story. It's 3 p.m. tomorrow. So we'll, of course, we'll have all the audio from that, and we'll cover whatever remark. If we see you in the crowd, we'll mention it, Gear. And then
okay,
later.
Okay, well, keep up the good work. It's like we're going up against a machine that's got to be overtaken. So keep up the good work. Take care.
You too, Gear. Thank you. And folks, later in the day, for all you Floridians down there, Donald Trump, 3 hours later, this man of steel, this indefatigable warrior, will be in Tallahassee, the capital of Florida, at 6 p.m. at the Tallahassee Car Museum. Boy, is that going to be overcrowded. We got a little break here and one more segment. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We have a couple minutes left. And we've got a hot breaking story here. This just appeared on Matt Drudge's website. My gosh. The article I gave you, was the National Enquirer today, 9-page bombshell expose of the crimes and the immorality of both Clintons. Well, get ready. In 6 minutes, that's right, in 6 minutes, the anonymous Mr. Fix-It, the hitman, the Hillary hitman who tells all, he's going to be live on the Sean Hannity show in 6 minutes. So you're going to have to do what I have to do here. You're going to have multiple computers open, multiple screens, and multiple shows. Keep RBN on all the time. Have one computer that's just RBN. But you're going to have to split your brain between all the different things that are happening as this onslaught.
Jez, I'm going to split my brain here. Doggone it. Crooked polls don't fix elections. I'm going to jump through the microphone. I'll squeeze the throat if I have to. I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Crooked polls don't change a bloody thing, damn it. So
yes.
And yes, now, we'll talk about it tomorrow, the Curt Schilling thing. I want to tell everybody about that show. I'll save it for tomorrow, James. But
oh, yeah.
Yes, it ticked me off.
Yeah, George has got on Breitbart, Curt Schilling, World Series hero. What a man. He's got a Patriot show that's all in for Trump. And, you know, we're going to see. We're going to see Trump media for sure. Whatever happens in the election, the media ain't going to be the same anymore after this election. And well, Donald Trump.
Kind of going there already, James. I mean, Curt Schilling is on the air as a hardline conservative, anti-progressive. He loves Donald Trump. And the media is all over him like white on rice.
Yep. So we're going to say goodnight to you folks. And in 4 minutes, Sean Hannity is hopefully going to blow the lid off of the Hillary campaign with the latest bombshell expose on this nasty woman, as Donald Trump correctly called her, really the face of evil in our time. And we'll cover that tomorrow. We'll also cover there's another one. On Wednesday, Donald Trump is going to open Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. Oh, I mean, there's so much going on. Folks, that story is in itself huge. That'll be Wednesday, the inauguration of Trump International Hotel. That is going to be a huge story. The best top five-star hotel in Washington, D.C., opened, built by Donald Trump, a man who builds things, a man who makes things, a man who can save our country. And, of course, we'll cover that. That's at 11 a.m. on Wednesday Eastern Time. And we'll cover the Trump events. We've got our man in Sanford who will be there. Gear in Florida will be there. So we'll have all of that for you tomorrow. A big thank you to you, Tim Spencer, host of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN.
I enjoyed it, James. Hey, James, one thing real quick to Mark, a previous caller here a few minutes ago. Remember, they can only cover up about 10% of the vote. In other words, anything over 10% as far as votes for Trump, they can't cover that up.
Right. Exactly. Well, thank you, everybody. It's a privilege to be alive right now. We'll see you tomorrow night on the Trump Phenomenon.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance.
prepare. Don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.